This is Show Up Inspire, the podcast exploring what keeps professionals at their best and thriving. I'm Alicia Castles. Have you ever wondered what it is about music that has the power to help us get pumped up before a big presentation or calm down before that important interview? I've always appreciated the way music can create a sense of calm, serenity. It clears my mind. Of course, music also opens doors to creativity, taking my thoughts from black and white to color, just like that. It can open up the paint set, helping me consider new frameworks, ideas, and ways of being. Maybe it's the same for you. Maybe it's different. Researchers have studied the power of music to help calm our minds, help us maintain balance, reduce anxiety, and even help us concentrate. At Stanford, they've used brain imaging technology to identify the ability of music to help focus the attention of the brain. And at Harvard, researchers employ music to engage neuroplasticity and promote brain healing after stroke. And all around the world, practitioners and researchers continue to document the power and potential of music. Today, we're exploring the power of music, taking lessons from what researchers know about its power to inspire, enhance our lives, and in certain circumstances, maybe even help us improve work performance. We'll meet Christina, a service professional working with families, and I'll speak with Dr. Kevin Goslin, Director of Academics and Biostatistics with the Honor Health Research Institute. Dr. Goslin has conducted research examining the potential of music to help us improve our sense of calm at work, helping reduce anxiety and improve performance. Since this is the music episode, before we meet Christina, just a little more music.
Program really serves families that have family members that can have a condition that range from asthma to cancer, anything in between, behavioral health needs, special education need.
This is Christina. She works with military service members and their families at an installation in the United States.
So really, I get a variety of questions throughout the day about resources that can support their specific needs, anything from support groups, educational workshops, any desired goals that families would like to achieve. My job is to help break that down, partialize it, and help them figure out what steps they need to take, who the points of contact are, any resources that can help them achieve that goal, help set a timeline, and then develop new goals from that point.
The work that Christina and her colleagues do is both rewarding and demanding. Christina talks about the importance of taking time to relax and become centered throughout the workday.
Sometimes service providers may be burned out or tired because we are giving all day. And to remember to take that 5 minutes for yourself to prep to meet with a new family, because if you regroup for that 5 minutes, give back to yourself for just that little brief period of time, it makes you so much more thorough and authentic with that client that you're about to see. And so sometimes we get so rushed to know that we have to see 50 people during that day or make all these phone calls and we only have an hour left in the day, but really think through it and really take that time to give back to yourself, to not feel anxious or rushed or nervous or stressed, and not show that to your client, because they need you to be the one that's grounded and reliable and consistent.
Taking just a few minutes to get grounded before seeing a client, working with a family, or engaging in an activity that requires focus and presence is important. Might music serve as a resource to help with this? Let's hear from a researcher who studied ways in which we can leverage the power of music to help us do just that. If you wouldn't mind starting by just stating your name and sharing a little bit about your background.
Dr. Kevin Gosselin, I'm the Director of Academics and Biostatistics with the Honor Health Research Institute. In terms of my background, my PhD is in educational psychology, and I have master's degrees in educational psychology and kinesiology. And my BA is in psychology from Arizona State University. I served as assistant professor of biostatistics at the University of Texas at Tyler. I was then recruited to Texas A&M University, where I was an associate professor and assistant dean for research and evidence-based practice.
I really appreciate so much your taking the time to kind of share some of your thoughts about music and how professionals can kind of leverage the power of music in their lives and in their work. So, the first question that I would have for you today is just kind of to ask what research says about the impact of music on our overall well-being. I'm also curious to learn whether there's any evidence that documents how music impacts mood, concentration levels, or creativity.
Yeah, it's a great question. In looking at the larger body of literature on music and its impact on our well-being and another host of areas, there's really been a lot of investigations that have occurred over the last nearly 40 years, with really an increased focus that's occurred in the last 5 to 10 years, especially applications in different fields, especially looking at healthcare arenas and understanding a more holistic and nuanced sense of well-being and what that means, and connecting mind, body, and spirit. So there are research studies that look at music in terms of reduction of stress and anxiety, and changing our psychological affect, decreases in pain for patients with acute or chronic health conditions. Music's also been associated with better recall. So understanding our neural encoding pathways and our propensity for understanding music and synthesizing a lot of information through that form. But from, you know, looking at it from a wellness standpoint, music has been associated in the literature with better mood, freedom of expression as a creative outlet. And then looking at, you know, the broader impacts of music from participating, for example, in a community choir or an orchestra, some of the social benefits that come along with music in those types of settings. So from social support to working with others and to building self-confidence through that activity done in that collaborative environment.
So lots of very interesting potential benefits. To drill down into ways that music might be employed during the workday, I asked Kevin to talk about research that he and his colleagues conducted, examining how listening to music may be employed to help reduce anxiety and improve performance with the university nursing student population that they studied. You've done some work, some research, in looking at how music might be leveraged to improve work performance. And I'm wondering if you might speak to kind of some of the ways that in which we might use music to improve performance. particularly for those members of our audience who tend to work in education and helping professions?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is also in education. I've spent the better part of my career in the health sciences and working with different helping professions, from counseling through to working in nursing and with our physician partners. By training, having that background in education really has allowed me to look at, how this can be applied within those settings as well. I started off in my early days as a musician. I was a trumpet player. I played in a number of different groups, ranging from disco cover bands to jazz ensembles. So I have a great passion for music, and I try to integrate that whenever possible into my research. So for this particular investigation, in 2016, when I was at Texas A&M University, I led a randomized two-arm control group study. And this was to assess the impact of a music listening condition on performance for our nursing students that were undergoing a healthcare simulation testing scenario. So the idea was to examine really how music influenced performance within that educational context. And it was also conducted to see if we could reduce anxiety for those nursing students that were undergoing testing. So from my experience in working with those students and in that college, there was a great deal of anxiety. So we wanted to see, can we reduce that anxiety? And in doing so, can we improve the performance of those individuals? So after conducting that study, what we found was the students that were randomized into the experimental condition where they listened to music that we selected for 30 minutes prior to their testing scenario had significantly better performance than those individuals that were in the control condition that didn't listen to music and prepared as they normally would for testing.
One of the things that I learned in reading that and some other work that you've written is that you use very specific pieces of music in the study. And I was kind of thrilled to see one of the pieces of music that I use sometimes during my workday, Pachelbel's Canon in D, and some of the implications related to that you found that specific use, particular doses of music seem to be helpful.
Yeah, the body of literature and looking at the type of music, especially relating that to our emotional state and where we are, is fairly nuanced and complex. And so looking at the appropriate music selection requires that, we're looking at a number of different factors. It's fairly sophisticated in that we need to look at, psychological affect, that state of mind, and then the environment that we're listening to music in. So for example, when we select music, it might be, how do I feel right now? Or how do I want to feel a few minutes from now? And then what music will help me achieve those goals? Or if you're looking at it from a group setting, who else might be listening and what they might think of your musical selections. And so for this study, we wanted to control as much of that as possible to really attribute any changes that we saw to the music itself. So we selected songs that had non-percussive instruments, so primarily string instruments that were slow in tempo, about 60 to 80 beats per minute, and that were non-lyrical. So we also find that when listening to lyrical music, our brain has to process lyrical information separate from how we process music information, such as tempo and rhythm. And so we wanted to provide a strategy around this music listening that would allow them to relax as much as possible based upon what we see in the literature. So Pachelbel's Canon in D was one of the selections that we used. The music listening condition occurred over a 30-minute time frame, and we started with music that was at 80 beats per minute, and we slowly brought that down. So the last song that they heard was at about 60 beats per minute. And the idea there is we wanted to come in matching a heart rate with the tempo and then bring that down over the course of time so that by the end of the music listening session, we're at that lower speed to help induce a relaxing state.
Well, it's so fascinating. I understand, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of this is technical and maybe even a little complicated if we're really looking through some of the research and your findings. But are there strategies and kind of general best practices or lessons that educators and helping professionals might be able to kind of pull from the research to help us improve our well-being or work performance or creativity?
Yeah, absolutely. I think intuitively we know that music is, you know, something that makes us generally feel good. It's readily accessible. It's something that we can use to connect with others. And it really, it's a cost-effective tool that can be effective in reducing anxiety, improving our mood, and potentially improving performance. So the takeaway from my research and from the broader body of literature out there is that in looking at the context that this might be applied to, someone in the helping professions or working within educational settings, it's if your population or if you are feeling incredibly anxious, then it might be best to choose those types of songs that are slower in nature, that have stringed instruments. However, if you're feeling perhaps unmotivated or you feel that you have, you know, a large amount of work to accomplish, maybe more than you would normally expect to do, listening to music with faster tempos, with distinct and explicit rhythms. So if you think of maybe marches or rock music that has a very driving, explicit rhythm, and songs that are in major keys that have sort of a happy sound to them. You think maybe YMCA is a good example of a song in a major key. Those might provide more benefit than listening to relaxing music. So it's important that when selecting music to help improve performance, that it really matches the objective that you're trying to achieve, whether that's reducing anxiety or maybe motivating yourself to get through a particularly challenging time.
You're certainly talking to somebody who loves music. I've never been a musician. I'm not as cool as you are, for sure, but I'm certainly an avid listener of music, you know. And we will include additional links and resources along with your citation for that particular study that you've been discussing for anybody who would like to learn a little bit more. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
I just wanted to thank you in return for the opportunity to talk about my research, and it's always enjoyable to talk about music with another music lover, and I hope that this information is of value to your audience.
So, what music inspires you? And do you incorporate any of it into your workday? Could you identify a few ways that you might use music? We have links and additional resources on this topic on the Military Families Learning Network webpage for the Show Up Inspired podcast. Just search militaryfamilieslearningnetwork.org podcast CE credit Show Up Inspired. There you will also find a link to a free quiz for obtaining 0.5 CEU social work credits for completing this episode, or you can choose to receive a certificate of completion. We would also love to hear your comments and thoughts on this topic. Leave your comments in the space at the bottom of the episode page. Maria Augusta von Trapp famously said, "Music acts like a magic key to which the most tightly closed heart opens." And for me, as long as there is music in the world, there can be serenity, energy, and beauty. Whether you are looking to infuse more energy or a sense of calm into your day, employing music might just help. So until next time, happy listening. And as always, show up inspired and pass it on. Many thanks to my colleagues Andy Crocker, Rachel Bronner, Chris Plein, and Hannah Hyde at the Military Families Learning Network for their efforts in supporting this podcast. Special thanks to the military professionals featured in the podcast for their candid contributions during interviews conducted at military installations across the U.S. Special thanks to Rebecca Lombardi and Barbara Wilson. Music credit for the closing tracks to Chris Plein. And finally, thank you for joining the podcast.
This material is based on work supported by the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense Award Number 2015-48770-24368.